97.7 and 106.1 WEXTRadio.org. I'm Chris Wink, and with me is Chris Ristow from the Park Theater in Glens Falls. Hi, sir. How are you?
Very well. How are you, Chris?
Good, good. Now, Chris, I've been looking at your schedule coming up here in the fall, and it looks like you have some pretty cool things coming. So I wanted to see if we could have a time to chat, particularly about this Adirondack Americana. What can you tell me about this series?
Adirondack Americana is a newer series. This is our second year up in Brant Lake at the Hub. For people that don't know the location, I like to affectionately call it a biker bar for bicyclists. they've got some great food, a great location. They've got Bartonville Mountain behind our stage. They've got all kinds of mountain biking trails there for the road bikers. It's a perfect little hub between the Tri-Lakes region of Scroon, Loon, and Brant Lake. They're right on the lake. So we take over their parking area in the base of that mountain for a few weekends, starting September 13th and rolling until Columbus Day weekend, October 11th. And we're featuring all Americana artists that are locally sourced.
Right. And the first one, you have Angelina Valenti and Josh Klevenstein, it looks like.
That's correct. Yeah.
Who else do you have on the series?
The series is a little odd in that it runs every other week. So we're starting 13th. And then on the 27th, we'll have Katie and the Gallaghers, and her opener is going to be John Coleman. And then on Saturday, the 11th, we wrap it up with Carolyn Shapiro, and her opener is Russ Hook. And that actually also coincides with this cool little festival they do up there called Flannel Fest. So they've got all kinds of vendors and stuff in the same area. If you want to stick around a little later, there's a free music series as well.
Nice. Well, that's really nice. What was it specifically that drew you to do this not actually at the Park Theater? Is this something you wanted to do outside?
It's so beautiful in this area, especially this time of year. It's really hard to bring people indoors a lot of the time. You know, in the summer, it's easy because you can say, hey, we have AC. We got cold drinks, and that's usually enough. In the fall, it's just so darn beautiful, and there's so much to do with, you know, just being harvest season, all the different festivals going on, all these different concerts and things elsewhere outdoors that have that, you know, that benefit. But a lot of them are, you know, you got to pay a ticket price. You've got to come in. You've got to, you know, you've got to devote your evening, afternoon, all day, whatever it happens to be, all weekend in some cases. And we said, you know, well, we already have this really great, successful summer concert series that we do for free at Crandall Park in Glens Falls. And the county actually took a liking to that series and thought it was a great benefit to the community and was wondering if we'd be willing and able to expand it. In doing some research on like, where could we do it that's not already doing something? Because the other benefit of this area is that there are so many towns and cities that have, they have an amphitheater, they have a venue, and they already utilize it to put on free concerts. We came to find, you know, this is kind of like after Labor Day, everything kind of shuts down up north. I mean, I was just out last night over in Bolton Landing, and there was one business open, and that's where we ate that night. You know, we didn't have much choice. It was still delicious. You know, so a lot of these places are trying to get like the last little bit of business out of the tail end of the summer season. And, you know, we wanted to offer something as like a little bit of a thank you to our locals. We had the backing of the county to put it on and give it a go. And we landed on Brant Lake as a place that did not have a regular and free outdoor music series, nor an amphitheater to shake a stick at. And so we bring up our own stage. We work with the folks at the Hub to take over and also utilize their parking space. And like I said, it's at the base of this beautiful mountain overlooking the lake, you know, and there's a restaurant there to boot. So you really can't go wrong.
We're talking with Chris Ristow from the Park Theater, talking about the series they're doing up in Brant Lake called Adirondack Americana. It'll be the 13th, the 27th, and then October 11th. Angelina Valenti and Josh Klevenstein, Katie and the Gallaghers with John Coleman, and Carolyn Shapiro with Russ Cook. Now, that's not all you're doing, though, Chris. The Park Theater, in your home base right there, you've got like cool comedy shows and some tribute bands coming and a bit of jazz performance. Tell me about your fall season a little bit.
Simultaneously as Adirondack Americana is getting underway, we're also kind of launching our regular season here at the park. We've got some staples that people may recognize. You know, we've been doing a third Thursday jazz program now in its fourth year, led by another local drummer named Matt Nibalski, who's involved in all kinds of acts and is able to bring in just great, you know, talented, you know, musicians from all over the country, really. But he's the regular, he's the host. We've had the pleasure of working with him for 4 years and growing that program. And on the final Friday of each month, we always do Comedy After Dark. We've generally got a host, an opener, a feature, and a headline act for a full 2 hours of comedy on that final Friday of each month. We're kicking this one off with Kate Lillette, who's been here before. Is just a great stand-up. You won't be able to see anybody like her unless you're driving down to the city to catch something similar. Got the benefit of the great stage here. And you mentioned too, you know, we always have tribute bands as well. We try to do at least one a month. Upcoming, we've got a Neil Young tribute called Harvest and Rust that'll be in here on October 25th. And we follow that up with Damn the Torpedoes. Can I say that on the radio?
Yes, absolutely.
It's a Tom Petty tribute. November 15th, Saturday, November 15th. One of the other things I just want to make sure I mention as well is that we also feature touring acts from all over the place. And because we're a small venue in a small town, a lot of the time we are not necessarily the first, like the anchor date for a lot of these artists that are coming through town. But we're always announcing new shows throughout the season. And one of the ones that's going to go live tomorrow, actually, is this award-winning banjo player who mixes like banjo and bluegrass with kind of a contemporary little rap and like urban sounds as well. His name is Trey Wellington. Really cool act that we wanted to make sure it was live before Adirondack Americana started, because we felt that that dovetailed really well. And he's going to be a great act to catch here in an intimate setting before he takes off, I think.
Yeah, that's cool. Trey is awesome. That's very cool. You guys do a lot of cool things. What's the website so folks can find out more and sort of reach out and see what's going down?
Yes, we're at parktheatergf.com. You can find us there and on socials at just parktheatergf if you follow us on Facebook or Instagram.
The theater itself is this very special space right there in downtown Glens Falls. And whenever I look at buildings and places like that, I always wonder, are there ghosts?
I think most of the staff other than me would lead you to believe that there are. I have come across some really sketchy individuals. But I think that the scariest thing I've ever had happen is one of the toilets flushed and I wasn't expecting it. But other than that, yeah. And I don't know if any of the ghosts that would have been around in 1911 know how to work plumbing. So.
Well, Chris, thank you so much, man. Best of luck with the season. And this Adirondack Americana sounds absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, I so appreciate you making the time for us, Chris. Thanks for highlighting it and doing what you do.